This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter at Patty Vasquez, CHI.
1720 WGN.
Some people see the revolution, but most only see the girl. I can lose my hard-earned freedom if my fear defines my world. I declare my independence from the critics and the stones. I can find my revolution. I can learn to stand alone.
It's Monday night. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. I just got here from Zany's Comedy Club, and as I was in the car, I learned of our loss to Houston, and that's fine. Here we are. It's baseball. I think my favorite thing in the entire station is a sign that is in the engineer's booth that says, "We don't know when the game will end. It's baseball. It will end when it ends." And that seems appropriate. So here we are. Hey, Vivian, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm giddy. That our guest Dwayne Kennedy was here before I was.
He's like, he beat us
by accident.
Yes, he was like, the Sox game is over. She must be starting soon.
I thought the show started at 9. Oh man, I'm an hour late.
No, you were early.
Oh, you were early.
Okay. You were early. I was at Zany's for a fundraiser for UN Women. And it was lovely, a great turnout, a lot of comics, and then they had a Q&A at the end, which I did last year. Have you ever done a Q&A for an audience, Dwayne?
Not like after I've done comedy.
Yeah.
Nothing says comedy like a Q&A.
Like answering for it.
Oh boy.
I did a Q&A one time. I didn't have one scheduled. I was doing the Mexican Museum in Pilsen.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a one-woman show called Mamacita, Tales of a Diaper Diva. I had just had Griffin. And my mom was backstage. She goes, "Patricia, they want to do a Q&A. There's someone has a question." I was like, oh, someone has a question. I felt all important right. And stuff. And I walked out on stage, and this woman yelled at me from the middle of the room, "Why did you name your son with a white person's name?" And I was like, oh, I'm never doing this again. It's like, because I
it wasn't a
Griffin.
Q&A. It was a grilling.
It was a grilling. And I thought, well, I had a list. We had, and I almost like broke it down for her, how my husband and I had gone through like Javier, Jose, and it just, none of it worked. And Griffin seemed like a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Griffin, call him Griff.
Griff, G.
What up, G?
What, exactly.
What up, Griff?
Yeah. So if I had had a girl, it would have been Graciela. I almost had it.
Oh, that's a pretty name.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
I almost want to keep trying.
Yeah, keep trying, Patty. That's easy for me to say. Y'all, just keep trying.
Keep trying. People do that. I'm always amazed, especially because you don't know what's going on in a woman's head when she's already had a child or she's had three children or it's all, especially when someone has one of one gender, all of one gender.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of girls, a lot of boys. Mm-hmm. You can keep trying for a boy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Like, going to roll off the delivery room table and be like, all right, let's try again. That didn't work out.
Yeah. And then nowadays, too, I mean, you can not do, because you can have several genders. You
right.
Know? Yeah.
Well, okay, so that's been interesting.
Yeah.
So my son is 15 years old.
Wow,
Griffin.
What?
Yeah, Griffin's 15 now.
I always picture you as just having had a kid.
Oh, thank you.
Like a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that's because of the pooch. I haven't gotten rid of that little belly fat. I keep talking
hey,
about
it. You earned that.
I did.
You earned that.
I came in on Thursday night when we did that show at the Greenhouse Theater.
Which was fantastic,
wasn't
by the way.
Wasn't that wonderful?
Yeah, thanks again.
Well, my pleasure. You did a great job. They loved you. I felt badly having to give you the light. I was the person that, because I had to go to work. I was like, hey, Dwayne, I got a show to do. I got to do this raffle.
When you gave me the light, and then you said, that's enough. Okay. I think they get it.
Yeah. We're to wrap it up, Dwayne. We got the point. We got the gist. But I had to give you the light because I had to go to work.
Yeah.
So I was wearing that this black and white dress that I've worn for a while. But I know that it is adjustable. It will grow and withdraw with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wearing Spanx. But I came in and there was a coworker, Vivian. You weren't here that night. And he goes, are you... Are you pregnant? No.
Uh-oh.
Yes. No, flat out came out. And you know what? Because I know this person doesn't have the greatest filter.
Right.
For whatever reason, because I know him, I just... And I also know that the Spanx, it's almost like when you put on Spanx, they kind of push everything to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that maybe it wasn't quite where it should have been. So I could kind of see the point. But I was like, and I thanked him. I was like, thank you for thinking that I'm still getting some after 20 years of marriage.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Yeah. Like, and now get out of my face.
I was like, it would be
you shove him out of the way. Go, like, yeah. Get out of here.
I learned that, oh, man, years and years and years ago at the barrel of laughs.
Yes.
Remember that joint?
Mr. Brady.
Yep, Bill Brady.
Mr. Term used loosely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know how tight the audience was right there on the stage.
Right.
I mean, right up on you. And that's fine, you know. So just talking, riffing with the audience, this and that. And so this woman sitting in the front row said, oh, man, congratulations. When are you due?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm not pregnant. Whoa.
Oh, no.
I sure wish that you were.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. I've never, you know, never since.
Ask a woman if she was pregnant or when's the baby due?
None of that.
Well, you were probably a youngin'.
Yeah, I was young then. But then I've gone on to make new mistakes.
You know, there's a whole world of mistakes.
There's a whole world of mistakes. There's a cornucopia of mistakes. I'll tell you this. I know you're
good. You're good.
Okay. About 4 months ago, I did a show in L.A. And this is me adapting to, you know, today's world, Patty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was a show, like a private show for some Netflix people. Just like their animation department. Not like the head, you know, I don't know. And, you know, doing the show, show's fine, this and that. What department are you in? I'm working diversity. And it's, okay, yeah, how's that working out? They always say that crap, diversity, but that's as far as you get. It's, anyway, but that's not even everybody's laughing. Fine. So then I say, and this thing's going fine. And then I say, what's your name, man? I'm not a man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Now what? Right? Now
yeah,
what?
Yeah, so I just, anywho, folks.
Anyone say anything afterwards?
No, just got real quiet and still.
Well, also the lighting doesn't help us.
Yeah, so.
At Zany's years ago, I was we hang out at that back bar. Zany's is a long, narrow storefront room. For those of you who have never been to the legendary comedy club on Wells, it opened 40 years
Something
ago?
Something like that, yeah. 40, yeah,
it's
yeah.
been there forever.
Been there a minute.
And it's really, you don't know what to expect when you walk in for your first time. And it is a long, narrow room. And in order to go to the restrooms, you have to walk to the back of the room. And there are two ladies' rooms. But before you get there, there's sort of a turn. And there's the men's room. And comics often hang out at the bar chatting. And somebody came walking toward us and they said, where's the restroom? And I said, the men's room is around the corner. Now, short cut, right, buzz cut, right. Big boxy sweater,
right.
And she goes, I'm not a man, right? And I had almost followed her into the bathroom trying to pop, I'm sorry, it's just your haircut and the sweater, and trying to explain everything away. I tried sending her a drink, I tried talking to her during the show, and then, you know, it becomes like, you go with what you know at some point.
Yeah, and you and you're not trying to deliberately offend anybody.
No.
You just don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, and now I know not to say, I'll just say, hey, what's your name?
What's your name?
Hey, what's up?
And I do this to folks too. I talk about Declan, where, you know, people are like, what's wrong with him, right? It's the first thing you think of, right? In their mind, what's wrong with him? In my mind, with this, you know, this person, I was like, oh, you're a man. You jump to the first thing you think of,
right?
And you haven't wired your mouth to cooperate with what's appropriate. And it takes a while.
Right. Like I tell people, I say on stages that I came up in a generation where there are only two genders and three flavors of ice cream, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wait, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
Yeah, the Neapolitan.
Oh, the best thing was when they put it together.
Yeah,
you just scoop it right across it.
Yeah,
in that gallon.
Right,
1, 2, 3. Ugh.
And that's what humanity's doing now. It's putting things together.
Yeah, just scooping it together.
Yeah,
but then you can't tell what color it is anymore. You put pink, white, and brown together. It's hard to tell what's. It's still beige.
Well, you know.
What is going on? We're really talking about ice cream.
Brown takes care of everything. It's all the same. You can't blend brown. God. Brown's just brown.
Yeah.
Have you found yourself in these traps? Not traps, but have you tripped yourself up at all, Vivian, where you're like, oh, I wish I hadn't said that? My life, I don't even, to say, to pick, I would rather pick the moments where I did well, rather, because those are easier to remember.
Yeah, yeah. Or the moments that I could have said something, but I didn't.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so very proud of not saying the inappropriate thing.
You remember that night you just shut up? Yeah, that was a good night. Woo!
I need so many more of the nights of remember when you just shut up.
I was shutting up all over the place.
I was so shut up. Everyone was asking, what's wrong with you? This is so out of the ordinary for you.
Everybody's saying, what's wrong with you? Or what's right with you?
Yeah, they never see that, though. It's so weird. That Vivian, have you ever caught yourself?
Honestly, I can't remember of a time right now, but I'm pretty sure I might have said some pretty,
if it doesn't burn, if it still doesn't burn you, you don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, Vivian, just known for her social correctness.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, so I've been on stage. I've seen, look, and the thing is that you and I have worked with legends.
Yes. Right?
We've worked with big comics.
Yes.
And seen some incredible things.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one night when Bobby Slayton was on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at the Vernon Hills Zanies, and he's just mean. He's a bulldog of comedy.
Right.
His whole thing is he's mean. He goes after you. He's relentless. He's a dog with a bone. And he was going after these two women in the audience, and he's like, "Well, where's your husband?" And she's like, "He's dead." Right. Yeah. And to any of us, we would be like, "Ooh!" Right. And he goes, "You probably killed him with your nagging," is what Bobby Slayton said, and everybody went crazy because it fit his character.
Right.
And I remember, so years later on that same stage, not a big crowd, and I'm talking to the audience. You do crowd work when there's 12, 15 people in the audience, and I'm emceeing, and I'm talking about, I was just engaged to Steve. Mm-hmm. And so I'm talking about my engagement ring, and this woman says, "Oh, I have my engagement ring." And I was like, "Oh, when are you getting married?" "Oh, he died." I didn't have it. There's no Bobby Slayton. Like, I could, my mom, I'm like, "We can't say that."
Yeah, you're not mean like that.
Right. So I have to be like, "Well, how did he die?"
Oh, boy.
Motorcycle accident.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Oh.
7 years ago, she was still wearing the engagement ring for seven years.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, "Oh, and you have to," for me, it's like, "Oh, thank you so much for telling us about your fiance."
And here's a zany zicket for therapy.
You try the cheese sticks. Have a Bahama Mama.
Yeah. And take the ring off when you get a chance.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and people don't realize the chances you take when you go into the audience.
Oh, man.
I was going to ask about that because you guys don't know anybody, know, that's in the audience, right?
You have no idea how this is going to end.
Right. Yeah. Which you guys are taking a risk.
Yes, which is the thrill of it, That's, that's for me, is the closest I come to riding a roller coaster or swimming.
I think bull riding. You don't go on roller coasters?
No.
Come on, Six Flags, Great America?
Nah, can't hang.
Dwayne.
Nah, I'm a big punk.
Dwayne, now we're really going to have to go.
Dwayne, I will hold you on the wizard.
Wait. I will be the wizard. You can hold me now, and we'll be on the wizard.
You've never been on a roller coaster?
No, I've been on a roller coaster. And that's how I know I don't want to go on a roller coaster.
What roller coaster did you go on?
Oh, man. What's the
vertical
velocity? No.
Vertical velocity.
No, I haven't been on a roller coaster. I mean, it's been years and years.
You said the one that goes down? You give me like
the
this...
one that dips.
Oh,
that the dipping
giant,
one?
The giant drop?
Nothing that had the word giant in it.
Okay. The Little Dipper?
That might be the Little Dipper, something like that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I was on the Wild Wussy. That was on that.
How long ago was this? Because I do not recall that ride.
Oh, well, I think that's what it was. I might be paraphrasing.
Was it Kitty Land?
No.
Great America?
No, this was... Now, the last time I was on a roller coaster was with... this was in Santa Monica, California, on the pier.
Oh, you were at the pier.
The pier, yeah. You know the pier?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How's that roller coaster? How was that one?
But I was on the kids' roller coaster with my son when he was like three.
Yeah, and you didn't like that?
I almost had a heart attack.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big old useless punk.
We went to Great America yesterday.
No way.
Oh, you did?
Yesterday. And so people have been asking me, I love roller coasters. And
whoa.
People have been asking me about the Raging Bull, which has been there for years.
Yeah.
And I'd never been on it. Yesterday was empty. If you want to know what the best day of the year to go is, it's yesterday.
May 19th.
I can't help you in any other scheduling efforts, but yesterday was the best day. There was no line.
I was going to say, I didn't even know it was open yet.
That's why maybe it was the best day to go.
Okay, did you sneak in?
No. Okay. I have a membership and everything.
Really?
And I got on the Batman ride, no wait.
Oh, man.
No wait. We got on the... So we went on the Raging Bull. We ran over there. We got the Raging Bull. I had never been on it, and I love roller coasters. Griffin enjoys them, but I learned yesterday where he maxes out. where he tops out, he used the F-bomb.
For the first time? Was it for the first time?
The way, I think that the it was the for the first time appropriately.
Okay.
I think. Because I think, because the Raging Bull, it's a pretty steep drop. Mm-hmm. And so we're coming down, we're in the second car. And so the first car goes down. So you're just hovering at the top, about ready to go down. Mm-hmm. And he did the, he dropped the F-bomb. And I was like, and I could see him getting, like, he was, we have a photo of both of us. You know, they have that picture at the end. Mm-hmm.
And it was a sensor.
But you see his face, like this sort of like, oh, I'm going to be okay. Like, he's convincing himself.
Man, yeah.
He's gritting his teeth.
Oh, man.
And you see me like this big, wide smile, like, yes, this is amazing.
That should be our podcast photo tonight.
I think so.
Yeah. Now, what, you like roller coasters, Viv?
I do. You know, for the longest time, I was so scared of them, but I overcame my fears, so.
And that's the difference between me and Viv. She overcomes her fears. I accept them and live in them.
You got to challenge yourself sometimes, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll leave the challenges to you and Patty.
But here's the thing, is that Dwayne got on the roller coaster, so it's not that he's afraid while he's on it. He doesn't like the feeling of them. You can work past the fear of the roller coaster, get on it, and then enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you don't enjoy it, you're done.
I don't. I mean, that little, it was just a circle. It was just a circle with one dip. And that one dip, I feel like my heart was seizing up. I'm about to die on a dip, on a circle.
You know? On a kid's ride.
On a kid's ride. Who's that dead adult?
We'll go searching for the dead adult in just a moment on 720 WGN.
I remember when I lost my mind.
You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio. Dwayne remembers when he just watched that video of, I showed him a video of Raging Bull.
Oh, man. No, thank you.
And I was reading, as we were at the park, because we only had 45 minutes. We got on three roller coasters in 45 minutes. That's how empty Great America was yesterday.
Are you sure it was open?
Are you sure it was Six Flags?
I'm sure it was Six Flags. All those things happened. There were also thunderstorms that were predicted, so a lot of people stayed away. And at some point, we were in the middle of two storms and just blew. You could see the storm clouds over Great America, and it just parted.
Wow.
And we felt glorious. We were like angels. The lines will be short.
Yeah, but the only thing about that is if it's not people at the amusement park, then who's going to report it when you go flying out of the car?
There was a very able, capable, lovely staff at Great America yesterday. Very helpful. By the way, before I forget, because I will, I want to thank Great America, the folks who are involved with a lot of the efforts to make sure that the park is accessible for everybody. For years we've been going. We've been going for 15 years since the boys were born, and since Griffin was born, and then Declan was born 13 years ago. So we've been going with a wheelchair for many years and a handicap parking placard, and they have these long rows of handicap spots, and they're great. They're close to the gates. For some reason, if you parked on one side of the aisle, there was this huge island with a curb. So if you had a wheelchair, you had to go all the way down to the middle of the aisle. And I never said anything. I was just grateful that we had the parking spots. It would have been nicer if we could have gone straight through. They eliminated that island. Like, we were walking through, we were like, and you could see where it was all paved over, and they had eliminated that. Somebody else, you know, rang the alarm bell and said, hey, this isn't easy for us.
Right.
And I thought, because, you know, for us, we're a family. We're pretty athletic, and we can do the walk. But you forget that there are a lot of people who have maybe motor scooters and that, or, you know, maybe they're using canes or other kind of mobility devices.
Right.
And I thought it was really wonderful that Great America has made that adjustment. They've made it easier for folks who need access for lines and things like that.
They've made it easier for the foolhardy.
Yes, for the pair. Well, and see, here's the thing. Declan loves the rides. So we can't go on rides like the Raging Bull with him, which is why I ran through the park trying to get in as many roller coasters as I could, because I can't go when we're with the family on a long day, because Declan can't. So Declan can go on the Whizzer. That's why I was saying I would cuddle you on the Whizzer, because on the Whizzer, you're in this car where, like, you basically would sit in my lap and I would hold you.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm saying, Dwayne, I will take you on the Whizzer.
You know what? Pencil me in.
I had it all wrong. My husband's coming. comfortable with that. And and the climb up, I just showed you the Raging Bull, which is a straight climb up.
Uh-huh.
With Great America, with the Whizzer, it's like a winding climb up.
Okay.
Right, and then you go down this slope, and it goes fast, but it's, I don't know, it's exciting and it's fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I'm riding like that, let's go again, Patty.
Yeah, I will cuddle you, so we can take Declan on that ride because we can hold him, and he can sort of like we can make sure that his neck stays, you know, solid, like in one place, and you just can't put him in a harness, you can't put him in a single seat by himself
because he jerks him right.
And he doesn't quite understand a lot of things. So so the Whizzer's great for us. Any of the like the fun machine, the triple play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned that you're not a fan of the roller coaster. Do you do any of the other rides, like at the amusement parks, like the spinny rides? I can't do spinny, by the way.
Okay, now, here's the last time I was at amusement. I was at Coney Island.
Ooh.
Two or three years ago, and with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows I'm a punk. She likes to ride at roller coasters, but since I didn't, she was nice enough not to do it. But I did the, remember the Tilt-A-Whirl?
Oh, God. I can't do the Tilt-A-Whirl. I can't do it. Do you like it?
It was kind of getting kind of dicey for me.
Yeah.
Even on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Well, it's inconsistently spinny. Like, you could be going around, and then your car's not spinning around.
Right.
But then people will lean into the spin. Does she lean into the spin? You can make it go faster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, independently.
Oh, I'm glad she didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was trying to make it go slower.
Yeah.
By crying.
I can't do spinny anymore. I used to like the spinny rides. Can't do anything.
Get you all nauseous.
Oh, there was a ride at Great America, Duane, where it was just. Are you familiar with this? Everyone would just. It's just a circle, like a cylinder.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and you all. It's like this like rubber material against the walls. Mm-hmm. Everyone stands with their backs against the walls,
mm-hmm.
and there's a metal floor,
mm-hmm.
and the ride starts spinning,
mm-hmm.
and then the floor drops out.
Right.
And then you're stuck to the wall.
You know what I call that ride? Life. You're against the wall, and then the floor drops out from under you. I've been living that low these many years.
I think they called it the cliffhanger. So
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Life feels like
whatever you want to call it, the cliffhanger,
that
the unsure,
good.
The behind on my bills.
That was so good.
It was, yeah.
I wasn't expecting
it was
really that.
It was the stupidest thing. You're right. It is like life.
Yeah.
When does it stop? When does this stop?
Right. And I sure hope the floor comes back up under me.
Well, you'll see people like slipping down the wall depending on what kind of clothing they're wearing.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah. Somebody told me there was a that type of ride.
Yes.
And this person, and not to, you know, I'm not trying to shame anybody or anybody, but rather, you know, they have
hefty.
A lot of girth.
Girth, okay.
And the floor dropped out from under him, and he started to drop, and he was trying to manipulate himself, and oh, boy.
Yeah, trying to grab onto the wall.
Yeah.
There's no way to...
Up against the wall. I'm trying.
Just squeeze in here. Are we taking a break, Vivian?
We sure are.
Let's take a break, and then the news. More with comedian Duane Kennedy. How long are you in town for?
I don't know. I'm going to Grand Rapids to do Dr. Grin's this Thursday.
Excellent. Tell them I said hello.
I will.
All right. The Yoders, they only like me for corporate. I don't know what that is. More in
That's
a moment.
That's good.
But I would like to do the clubs. You don't. All right, then. More in a moment. Well, Dr. Grins in Grand Rapids. Duane Kennedy will be there. They can hear us, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
More in a moment on 720 WGN. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so. I don't know if I told you this, so I've been planning on this for a while, and I don't feel like I unrolled it or presented the new segment the way I had intended. And that's partly because it's like, oh, the White Sox are over. Get on the air.
Nah, we got 20 minutes. Let's go.
When I started hosting here at WGN Radio, the elements of my show included, I will tell you about the very first night. So this is my 5-year anniversary. Joining me in the studio is comedian Duane Kennedy and comedian Chandrell Ross.
Yeah.
Hey, Chandrell. How are you doing?
Hey, now.
Bring that microphone. I come
it's a little
up.
High.
That arm can move. You just hinge it. Just pull that. Just pull it. Just yeah.
Oh,
there
okay.
you go.
I
yeah.
didn't want to break anything.
No.
I ain't got no budget.
I have a wrench. I will. Don't tell the engineers, but I'll fix it if I have. too.
Right.
Chandrell, I started doing the show 6 years ago on Sunday nights, one night a week for about a year. And the very first show I had was Max and Benny's Deli. They brought us incredible cold cuts and potato pancakes and some incredible food. And then, and we also had a producer from the show on HBO. Remember Cat House?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
The Bordello in Vegas.
Right. Right. Dennis Hoff.
Yeah, one of the, he was running for like mayor or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And died, and then I think he still won. He won the
election. Mayor as we speak.
I think so.
Yeah.
We had one of the producers from that show. We also had Senator Dan Katowski on that evening, not with the producer of Cat House, because I think that would have been weird for him.
or not.
And we had some comedians on the show that night, and then I regularly had comedians on the show, and then, you know, as I got the full time show, it was like, well, where do we, you know, this is part of my life. I'm a comic. I know comedy. And it was sort of this push and pull of like, do we spend so much time talking to comics, or where do we fit? And I was like, well, I just need a regular segment every week. And we do music every Monday. We have Ludlow coming up in just a little bit. They're going to play some live music in the studio. And I thought, let's do music and comedy on Monday nights. I don't tackle the big headlines of the week on Friday until Friday, but I thought maybe we need to start doing the headlines with the comics too, or topics, whatever it is. So our very first segment of Comedians of Chicago features Dwayne Kennedy, Chandrell Ross, and coming up in a little bit, Mona Ebermishan.
Hey.
So we're going to talk about some stuff, but first I want to know, now, Dwayne is going to be at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids starting Thursday night.
Yes.
Through Saturday or through Sunday?
Through Saturday. So, yeah. Sunday, I will be fleeing Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids is an incredibly strange town.
Yeah. I've been there. I've done a few like one-nighters up there, but why do you think it's strange?
Because it has this incredible blend of money and art and, I don't know about hillbillies. but I mean, it's this pocket. It's a pocket in the middle of Michigan, where you just have this incredible collection of folks who are very interested in helping each other, and also earning. And I can't explain it.
Helpful hillbillies.
Maybe I don't know about hillbillies. I don't think of as being in Michigan. Do you?
No. You know what? Hillbillies are everywhere.
That's a good point.
This,
yes.
Outside of
in
any
Texas.
Oh man.
Everywhere.
Are you from Texas?
Yes, I'm originally from Texas.
What part of Texas?
Houston, Texas. I was raised in Houston, Texas. So here's my story.
Yes.
I was born in Germany. Army brat, but I don't consider myself a brat.
Didn't call you that. Someone else called you that.
Yeah, the world, right?
It's a label.
Terrible label. So 2 years old, I moved to Texas, which I was in Fort Worth. And then I moved to Houston, Texas when I was in seventh grade and lived out my life there before I moved to Chicago 5 years ago. So, yeah, I'm pretty much raised in Houston, Texas. And
yeah.
I love the weather.
You miss it.
I miss it so much.
Well, why Chicago? For comedy?
For entertainment purposes solely. I mean, no, actually, yes, that's the reason why we moved here.
Uh-huh.
But your off winter season is beautiful. The two
it
months is awesome.
It is. Come
that
on,
That
two Dwayne.
Months is beautiful.
Oh, like from, you mean like watching it from inside your house?
No. No. What would you say? Would it be June and July? What are the months? June, July, August?
That is warm.
Or is it June and then September? They're not always back to back. The best months?
No.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know June is always one. Yeah. Ever since we've been here, June has always been a good month.
Okay.
And May and July, because it held in July last year, didn't it?
It was July. Wasn't last year? I mean, the whole year kind of cool.
Yeah, it wasn't a warm summer, for
right.
sure.
That's true.
Right. Yeah, and then about October, you lose hope.
Yeah, so September's good.
I miss my son. I miss my baby.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. The son.
The son.
Oh.
The son's her baby.
Oh,
you
oh,
meant
no.
son. You thought your son, like you had a child.
I saw a baby face on that burning globe of heat. I knew what you
little
meant.
Red cheeks.
Okay.
Making us happy in the light. So you moved here for, was it specifically for Second City comedy?
It was to further our career.
Okay.
So it wasn't necessarily just Second City or comedy. It was to further our career.
What were you working toward?
So my story is I started as a poet, and then when I came to Chicago, I was a comedian.
Okay.
But I always wanted to be an actor as well. So when I went to Second City, I went for acting.
Okay.
And so it was basic for my husband's side. It was comedy, stand up comedy, pure stand up comedy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you kept saying R, and I said, well, this is a new generation. I thought maybe she's everybody.
Is she us? We was all she, collectively
I can
moved
be
here.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I think so.
Hey. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah. So that was our main objective when we moved, to just further our career, however we further it, by education or getting networking and finding, knowing new people,
experiences,
yeah. Hitting more clubs and stuff. I met you on
the Funny Females at Zanies.
The funny females of Zanies. Zanies. Yes, yeah. That's exactly where I met you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
I probably still have your intro card. You know, I keep all those. Remember those index cards I would give you for an introduction?
Yeah.
I keep them all.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, Patty's meticulous.
I'm
That's
thinking.
Awesome.
Well, because I would try to recycle them, but there were mm-hmm. so many people that would come through that I was like, well, maybe they want to do something new. Okay. But I'm trying to think of something to do. I have all the ones since I started asking for the index
wow.
cards, the intro.
Patty, yeah. Do you ever just go through some of your intro cards and just intro people who aren't even there?
Well, they took that show. They stopped doing that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. A show that was for women,
and it was the best selling
mm-hmm.
show.
It was awesome. I loved it.
Thank
and
you.
Patty used to give us so much good advice.
Oh yeah,
like she was always there.
It was funny because we did the UN women's show tonight,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
I was writing down for Zanies, and I was writing down some notes for the first comic, and I thought, I don't necessarily like to correct, but I never like to say, you know, what are your hopes for this bit? Like, that's my question. Like, what are your hopes? Like, do you...
I think you asked me that one time. Wait, what are your hopes for this bit? Laughter. Well, you know, hang in there.
No, because sometimes you can see where there's something else, but maybe they don't want more for that. Do you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, so
yeah.
That's why I wrote down, ask her what her hopes are for this bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then... So I never want to give people advice on the material, just at the career in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I can
do.
Yeah,
that's normally what you never gave me advice on my material.
I never give people another joke because it's like I want them to find, and I don't know.
Find yourselves, like not try to impose you into their jokes.
Yeah. Well, especially if it's early,
so. Uh-huh.
Right? Because if I give you something, or if any comic gives you something, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily coming from your voice. It takes years of getting on that stage and talking. And now you're doing a show
uh-huh.
at Second City.
Yes, I'm doing a solo show, one woman show, just me on the stage, doing everything I can now. So the show in it has everything into it. It's called The Jackie of All Trades. And here's
let me have this here postcard.
Yeah. She's got a cool flyer, man.
Yeah, and I made that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I do graphics too. It's the Jackie of All Trades, people.
Now, tell us about the Jackie of All Trades. This is like a lot of jobs that you've had, or a lot of roles that you've had to play throughout your life.
Yeah, it's basically it's about my entertainment career.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I started as a poet. I did poetry for 2 years, spoken word, and then I merged to comedy, stand-up comedy, because I've always been a funny person. I ain't a funny, you know.
I was funny.
Yeah.
So I started doing stand-up comedy, did that for 6 years after doing 2 years of poetry. And I said, hey, I want to act because I've always wanted to be an actor. I took some classes in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, let me do this, you know. And so I started doing acting, and then music came about. I have a musical background. My father's a choir, always in the choir, directing the men's choir. His father had a gospel group in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where they traveled everywhere, called the Smileys. So I have a music background, and I love music. And so I started doing music, and I was like, well, let me put a show together showing all my talent.
Yeah.
And, I should have said I would have had you for Music Monday. How long is this show running at Second City?
It's next Sunday.
Okay, next Sunday.
It's my closing show.
Okay.
Yeah. So
everyone's got to be there. What's the space like at Second City for you?
The space is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so good.
I really love the space at Second City. You can just go there, even though you're not actually at a show. You can go there. There's space in Second City where you can practice on stuff or communicate with other people. Even if you're not in the class or whatever, there's a lot of stuff to do at Second City. You can look at what's going on, or like I said, you can network. They have a bar, 1950. I don't know if anybody's been to Second City, but the new version has a bar there. You can eat some food. It's wonderful. The teachers are wonderful. And the program I went through, I did the whole acting program in the conservatory. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I did
all
that.
How they treat you over there?
Well, I'm telling you, it was fun.
Oh, great.
It was really good. I actually was a part of the first ever acting conservatory at Second City. So I made history.
Second City history. Wonderful.
Yeah, and I made it twice because I was the only black person in the class.
Really? At Second City? What a shocker.
What? Let's take a break and discuss more in a moment. Mona Abramishan joins us as well in a moment on WGN 720 AM. It's a Patty Vasquez show. Chandrell Ross's show is this Sunday at Second City. It's the Jackie of all trades in Judy's Beat Lounge. You can go to secondcity.com/shows/Chicago. Get there. Let's all go see Chandrell. More in a moment on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Joining me is No, you can't say anything about what I just told you on the air. None of that's for the air. Yeah. I just told you a bunch of stuff. So, joining me in studio is Chandrell Rice, Dwayne Kennedy, and Mona Abramishan.
Hey!
And so, a lot of my friends and family know about my life. And I, you would think, like, you would think as a stand-up comic for 23 years, like, I share my life.
Apparently not.
I don't know.
I feel like Frasier right now. I feel like,
no, I'm fine, Mona.
Look,
to my guests in studio, my listeners know that I've told this story before about going to therapy. And the first time I tried going to therapy, the therapist closed her book at the end of the session and went, I'm exhausted. and then I tried going to another one, and he started crying at the end of the session, and he had to hug me.
That's my girl. That's my girl. That's my girl.
So we were talking about your show, The Riff, at the Comedy Bar, and Dwayne went up tonight, and you were saying that Dwayne seemed nervous.
Yeah, right? I was tight, man. I mean, I felt like I used to feel when I first started, because you know how it's going to go. And then everybody was good, and then
Corey Bell
was fantastic. And then Mona said, you're going to have to go up right after her. Like, oh, man. And now I got to work in the themes of the, oh, boy, it's going to be a disaster.
So you had to work in a theme.
Not a theme, well, a word.
A word. Audience,
well.
Come on, dude. Like I asked you to make fresh pizza. Come on.
What was the word?
So the whole thing is this. It's, you set up the show like normal, right? Like a normal host. Hey, everybody, all right, give me six, just anything off the top of your head. Risotto, salad, bras, tattoos. Five. We put five of them on hold, right? Before each comic, I introduce one of those words. It comes up randomly.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, give it up for your next comic. And they come up ready for their set, is ready to go. But they've got to try and weave in just that topic, like bras or tattoo or whatever.
What was the word?
Frightened. No.
No, it was weight.
It was weight.
Oh, weight.
Yeah.
I could do weight.
Yeah, I
mean, you're gonna do the whole show. This guy was like, "Hey, you know what? Just come with yourself, or you know, you're such a pro. Do all of them." He's like, "I just."
Yeah. Here's that's my look too.
All three of you, having spent time with you, all three of you, Chandrell, Mona, Dwayne, anything? I mean, like hanging out in green rooms with you, or just spending time with you, always naturally funny. And when Dwayne, when you're on stage, and there's that quiet sort of like, "Here's what I'm gonna talk about." It's always wonderful. Mona's got this energy. She comes firing from the hip.
Pa-pow,
you know,
pa-pow.
Chandrell's like, I'm going to bring you into my secret right now. Like, everyone's got their thing.
Yeah.
But it's hard to remember that in the 2 minutes before you walk on stage and grab that mic.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember why I went into show business.
You don't want to go that far back, buddy.
Mona Abramishan's show, The Riff, is every Monday night at the Comedy Bar. I'll be there next Monday night on Labor Day. We are unable to roll the fan van in the Memorial Day parade, everybody. So I'm going to do Mona's show, then Mona's going to come here, and we're going to do the show afterwards.
I'm so excited.
I'm very excited. We'll see what word I get if I see if I can hold it together.
You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to give you as much time as you want. That way there's like that nice, you know, for the early adopters, they get online and then...
So Chandrell still looking to be like, what was the thing she was saying off the air?
Yeah.
So years ago, several years ago, I believe it was 4 years ago, Nate Weatherup and Emily Galati, two wonderful comics, started a show at Zany's. I can't remember the name of it. It was something like Stage Fright, but you had to get there an hour and a half beforehand. They gave you a topic and you had to write about it. And I never wanted to do it because I don't know, but I write my material and it's my blanket and I wrap it around me.
That's a good point.
And
yeah.
I know what to, and even if I go off page, I know where to come back to.
Yeah. And right? You have a base.
I have a base. Yes.
And you're not, I mean, if it's your material, you can do it however you want to do it.
Yeah.
And you're not living up to anybody's standards but yours.
Right.
Yeah.
But you got this pressure cooker going on. It's like playing chess or playing that speed chess.
Yeah.
So it's just a different mindset. Mm-hmm. So I get that too.
Well, and I also in my head was, you know, there's all this, 4 years ago was when there was this sort of evolution of you have to be your authentic self on stage and the real stories, you know, whether it was Tig Notaro or a Cameron Esposito or, you know, all these comics were starting to really hit where if you were your true self and telling your true story, I'm like, and I was telling him, like, you don't want to know this. You don't want to know this. Yeah. You don't.
This might be recorded for quality assurance.
And after my show, because I went up there and I was very honest, I still have the text from Rihanna, from James Vickery, from people who are like, are you okay?
Are you okay?
I mean, because they're used to the happy, like, hey, everybody, let's have a good time.
That's all I know is Happy Patty.
But remember,
that's all I thought I knew.
Right, right. Hey, you know, that'd be a good name for a horror flick. Happy Patty.
Happy Patty.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep it going during the break. Pizza's coming. More in a moment on 720 WGN. It's our brand new segment, The Comedians of Chicago. Joining me in studio, Dwayne Kennedy, Chandrell Ross. I apologize.
Chandrell Ross is fine.
Chandrell Ross. She's at the Second City this Sunday for her one-woman show, Jackie of All Trades.
Mm-hmm.
And it's music and poetry and comedy.
Yes.
All
and
those
acting.
Things. And acting.
Yeah. And it's a treat at the end. It's a little surprise.
Oh, I like that.
Is it sugar-coated?
Is it sugar-coated?
It can be if you want to.
All right, then.
Eat it, but it's
you just made it weird.
I did just make it weird.
This
I'm
show
sorry.
Took a turn. I like it.
Not that sugar-coated.
It's the best show I've ever been on with you, Patty.
You know, it's a surprise at the end. Okay, surprise, okay. Surprise talent. I'm not on a poll or anything.
Are they going to is this challenge myself?
which reminds me of something I have to mention in just a moment. Dwayne Kennedy is at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids Thursday through Saturday. Chandrell Ross at Second City this Sunday night. Mona Amber Bashant's got her show, The Riff, at the Comedy Bar.
Yes, and I'll be at the Mariano's.
Oh, excellent.
At some point.
Do you like their samples as much as you like Costco's samples? I kind of like their samples, but especially when they give away wine.
What about the rib? You get one rib.
Which one? Yeah, come back
at
around.
Mariano's?
Yeah. Just while they're putting barbecue sauce on
what
there.
What do they give out? Most
can I get a rib?
I'm getting nothing. Right. I can't get nothing.
And it's got so much meat on there.
One rib is just like, this is what you could have had.
Yeah.
You guys take the ribs. I'll get some of that cheese butter, that cheese popcorn. And that cheese popcorn is like rolling around.
Yeah.
I'm like, I see you, Mini Garrett. I see you.
Now, we all have to be on social media for various reasons.
Yeah.
Whether or not we feel compelled to do it. I know. My son started an account.
Yes.
On Tuesday.
Which one?
I'm not telling you.
I'm about to like them all right now.
And he, so he's, you know, been mostly retweeting people and, you know, responding to stuff. But he responded to someone's tweet and with a GIF, right? A graphic. What does GIF stand for? Graphic image. I don't know.
Peanut butter.
General informational format. No.
It's a
<That's close.
laughs> it's a little animated.
I was wrong with authority.
You know, sort of a response to things.
Yeah.
He's gotten over 3,400 likes.
What?
3,443 likes.
I think she feels a little dissed.
Wow, I'm a little jealous of the little man.
Yeah. I max out at maybe 367 on anything. Maybe in the 300s. 3,443.
I say we got to one up it.
My nephew, he has 40,000 friends on Instagram.
What?
And I'm like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Right.
What?
What is going on?
Can you post my flyer?
That's what I'm asking. They're probably all just like fake accounts and from Russia.
No, they're all kids. I can't. Yeah. They can't go to my show.
The internet has made everybody de facto publicists.
But that's the thing. Yeah. He can now be my publicist, but he has to be able to respond in my voice. It has to be, because he's a little aggressive when it, like, his goodbye to Mayor Emanuel, not the most delicate.
What did he say?
He happens to be?
He's like, deuces?
Basically, bye, girl. This kind
of, oh, bye. Oh, okay.
A little bit more aggressive than that.
More aggressive? Oh, yeah? You want to talk about aggressive, man?
A little more aggressive. Yeah, so he's, yeah. Which, by the way, he did that because today we have a new mayor in the city of Chicago.
Ah, yes, we do.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah.
And did anyone watch the inauguration?
No, I voted for her. That was enough.
I didn't watch.
You did your part.
Yeah, I did my part.
Been there.
You take it from here.
Do your job.
Yeah, frame that.
I had to go to the dentist.
Frame that. Give my vote. Frame.
I got a ticket. I had to pay that ticket before they booted my boot.
Right.
But I've never seen. Did you watch it, Vivian?
I did not.
So I've been here my whole life.
I feel like I'm in trouble now.
No,
I'm bad Chicago.
I've heard parts of it from John Williams' show, from Ro Khan's show.
Yeah, I heard today.
I've heard some of it. I've lived here my entire life. I could not tell you a single other time when we have cared at all about the inauguration of the newest mayor. This is a lot of excitement.
That's actually true. Yeah,
this is a lot of excitement.
Maybe Harold Washington.
Maybe. Although not from some parts of the city.
Oh, right.
In my neighborhood, you know, when I was in grade school, people were chanting Epton. Do you know who Epton was?
Yeah.
Bernie Epton was the candidate who did not run in the primary. And
a Republican.
Right. So they threw him in after the primary to run against Mayor Washington. In my neighborhood, many people know where that is. Epton, he's our man because we don't want no African.
Oh.
Well, at least they said African.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that grind to take a left.
Oh, man.
Oh, that quite was rather respectful.
Not that time. The African.
She was offended by the emphasis. It was wrong emphasis.
Afro.
Do you know what Epton's campaign slogan was, the commercial was?
No.
Epton, before it's too late.
That's right.
Wow. Too late.
Hi.
Too late for what?
For the black mayor. For the black mayor. Unspoken.
Dang.
Yeah.
For the black
mayor. You see, you don't know that part about Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago's a great
what
city.
What up, Houston?
Come for the food.
Oh, I did notice the segregation away.
Come for the food, stay for the segregation.
Yeah, I noticed the segregation right away. As soon as I came to Chicago, people were like, going to the South? I'm like, for what? South, is there a side I have to go to?
were they relegating you? Like,
no, they were thinking I was from the South.
South side.
Everybody I talk to, where are you from? Like, I will go to, I live on the North side.
Right.
I will be in the North side. And they're like, what, you going to work? I'm like, I live on the North side.
Yep.
I don't get it.
When my mom would take the 68 Northwest Highway bus from Jefferson Park home, they would ask her, this Mexican woman, who, by the way, was a computer programmer for the federal government.
Oh, wow, Patty.
Working on the Y2K.
Okay.
Y2K,
how'd that turn out?
She prevented it. Whatever disaster we were worried about.
Go, Mom.
People would ask her whose house she was going to claim.
See?
Oh, boy.
See, that's what...
Oh, that's rude.
And it is very rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Chicago.
And you think that's from a while ago. She was at the Norwood Park Senior Center. She spilled some water on the ground and she wanted to wipe it up so no one would slip on it.
Mm-hmm.
And as she was on the ground, someone came over and asked her if she did houses too.
Oy.
80-year-old woman. 80-year-old woman.
Oh, come
cleaning
on.
Cleaning up at the senior center. Yes. I love my city.
But pay me first.
Right.
How much juju have? So Lori Lightfoot is now the new mayor of Chicago. She told the alderman basically that all the fun stuff that you've been doing or that you thought you were going to do, the alderman privilege, which I'm not entirely, no one's entirely sure what that meant. Oh, I think my pizza's ready.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second.
Hey, now.
Hold on a second.
You guys,
pizza?
So I don't know. I think it's from Rosati's. Hold on one second. Hello? Oh, yes. Are you down in the lobby? Can you leave it down with the security and can you call down the security and tell them to leave the pizza
security
with them?
I will.
Thank you very much.
I will call them.
Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah, this is like, it's like calling. Do you mind? Is that all right?
That's
Does that
so
work?
Funny.
Security already had it.
Thank you. All right.
Right.
Security.
I can't
knows.
Get the. I'm on the 18th floor. I can't get the pizza right now. I gotta run down during the next break. We got pizza, Dwayne.
Yeah, you said. Remember Mona? You were talking about security last time. He's always calling you.
Yeah. When I walked in, then he's like, "You're Mona." I'm like, "Oh no!"
Hold on a second. He's calling back. Hold on a second.
He's calling you back.
Hello.
Yeah. So I live in Fort Hill or where?
Yeah. Are you down with security?
No, I'm in the car.
Yeah. Would you mind leaving it with security if you come into the lobby? Because we're on the air right now.
Oh, I love this.
I'm on the air on WGN Radio.
Does it need your signature or?
No, it should be okay with Grubhub, right?
Yes.
Well, I'll be down in a minute. Hold on, let me take a break here, and I'll come down and get the pizza.
Perfect timing, anyway.
Hold on a second. I gotta go to a break and get the pizza.
Let's break.
How much time do I have?
We got about 3 minutes.
Oh, I probably can't make it.
I'll make it. I'll run down there.
He was completely uninterested in you being on the radio.
Yeah.
So who's playing with his pizza? That's what I need to know.
Yeah, I get a tip.
I got a band. I got comics. I gotta have pizza.
Yeah, that's all.
But he did ask for a signature. He was like, "Do I get a signature?" Maybe he was looking for an autograph.
Oh no. It was just for.
I got deliveries to make.
He got a time, too. He don't play.
Okay, so we're gonna
talk to the band Ludlow when we come back in just a moment on 720 WGN. There's pizza coming. In the Allstate Skyline studio, and I want to thank the comedians who are hanging out with us tonight. They are waiting for the pizza to come. This is how casual it is on my show. I'm like, oh, let's just order some pizza. But Monday should be fun. We're kicking off the week. We have comedy, and I'm thrilled to welcome in the studio Ludlow, a band that was willing to come in last minute. Joining me in studio are Mark, Maria, Josh, and Bridget. Bridget, let me ask real quick. When they said, hey, can you do radio tonight? You're like, yes. I guess so.
I was like, if everyone else can, yeah, let's do it.
Fair enough. Which instrument do you play?
I play trumpet.
You play? Oh,
yeah.
You play the trumpet?
Yes.
I'm trying to think if I've ever had a female trumpeter on this. Did people always say that to you? You're like, oh.
Yeah. Yep. Growing up.
Why
yeah.
is that so rare?
I'm not quite sure. I think it's more, some people think it's more of a masculine type
it's,
of.
Well, it's
yeah.
badass, and I'm
brass,
glad to have
yeah.
you.
Thank you.
It is brass. Do you
yes.
have. So. Do you ever watch a movie and you see someone playing the trumpet and you're like, that's not, they're not really playing.
Yeah, it actually, or like in commercials, you're always like, oh man, what are you doing? Like, oh, you're playing with your left hand? Okay, that's fine.
What drew you to the trumpet?
Well, my dad is a band director. He's uh-huh. a retired band director in St. Anne grade school out in St. Anne, Illinois. But yeah, he's played trumpet since he was a kid, and I kind of grew up watching him. And I was like, I want to do that. And he was like, no, play French horn. It's a scholarship instrument. I was like, no. I want to play trumpet.
And did you get a scholarship with the trumpet?
No, I didn't, but that's okay.
Yeah, that wasn't the goal. The goal was yeah. to play something you love.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you, I mean, so I'm not a musician, so I'm gonna end up kind of asking all of you this. So do you, like, dream of playing? Do you ever have trumpet in your dreams?
I've had dreams where I was, like, in high school and I would have, like, a contest coming up.
Right.
Yeah, I would be, like, on stage. I'd either be really frightened or like, oh, yeah, I did it. Yeah, oh. But that was about it. But it was, they're always pretty good.
Do you play any other instruments?
Yeah, we actually, the three of us went to school together. So we all kind of had to learn 17 band and orchestra instruments. So, yeah, 17, yeah.
That was so, a school requirement?
Yeah, I mean, it was for music education. So,
okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Josh, you were one of the people that she pointed to. So tell us about the school mm-hmm. where they made you learn 17 instruments.
It's a music education college, pretty small off of IIT's campus. It's called okay. Vanderkoek College of Music.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, you do a few classes, you know, outside of your main instrument, and then, you know, you learn to sort of teach the basics and everything, mm-hmm. you know, like I can play you hot cross buns on any instrument yeah. of your choosing.
Good
if
to know.
You'd like, right?
Wow. I feel like it's a challenge now.
Yeah.
Well, what other instruments do we have?
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, go through and learn just the basics and yeah. stuff so that we can sort of guide, you know, beginners and stuff too.
Right. You want to be able to, you know, improvise depending on the student
yeah.
integrate whatever they mm-hmm. need. So what is your instrument of choice?
I play guitar, electric guitar in the band.
Excellent. So, yeah. And where are you from originally?
I'm from Chicago.
So. Where'd you grow up?
Over in the Logan Square Hermosa neighborhood.
High school?
Lane Tech. Let's go, Lane Tech.
Anytime there's someone from the north, I'm like, come on, what are the chances? Yeah, L-A-N-E-T-E-T-E-C-A.
That's right, let's go.
Excellent. Did you play band in high school?
I did. I played, I also played clarinet. I played clarinet, like, you know, like in the early years.
Little Glenn Miller action, sure.
Yeah, but then I went to the jazz band, played guitar, you know.
Well, when I was there, and this is before, I don't know when you got there because they started moving away from all the tech stuff. But when I started, like one of the ways to get out of shop class or drafting was if you were in band or print shop. And I knew I couldn't, I'm not musical enough to be in band. Well, nice to have another fellow Lane Tech
Absolutely.
Alum on the Let's air with go. Us. And Maria, where are you from originally?
Indiana.
Where in Indiana?
I grew up in Elkhart, Indiana.
Okay, so. I love Elkhart. I've done really? Shows there. Yeah, really nice people in Elkhart.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it here better.
Here and there. Sure.
It's fine.
What brought you to Chicago?
For school, and then I didn't want to leave. So
this is from the music school? The
yeah.
Music, now, what's the name of it?
Vandercook.
Vandercook.
Yeah. I dropped out, but that's why I came here.
We're not here to judge.
Yeah.
Not here to judge at all.
I don't want to lie and say that, you know, I did it like they did, but I still learned plenty of
you
instruments.
You did, yes. You were yeah. in a lot of our classes.
Yeah.
Yes. And what is your instrument that you
violin.
Prefer?
Violin, oh. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to not make that noise for your instrument as well.
Come on.
That's fine. Well, I mean, the thing is that the violin, I think, has, you know, when people call it a fiddle, you know, when it starts to get like rocked out, whether it's like Dixie Chicks or, you know, whatever other band has like someone really kicking it.
Yeah.
But the violin is sort of malleable. I mean, any instrument is.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Depending on what you want to do with it and how it's incorporated into the music. What drew you to the violin? What do you like about it?
Well, what drew me to it was that my sister and brother both played it, and I just wanted to do what they did.
But and now, your parents didn't want to rent another one?
Yeah, and it's like my brother was kind of quitting. They're like, you can use it.
Sure.
So, you know,
there you go.
So that was like what started it. But then I just, I don't know, fell in love with it. And it's like, I don't even have to think about when I'm playing it. You know, it just feels natural. It's great.
That's as it should, right?
Yeah,
that's how you continue to love it. And Mark, where are you from originally?
I'm from a small town in Ohio called Belle Fountain.
You was like, you're never going to have heard of it.
I'm just doing the pre-clutch that I know you're not going to have heard of it.
Yeah, you're like, you've never heard of it, and I'm not going to tell you what town it's near. It's just, it's Belle Fountain, Ohio, and we appreciate that. What brought you to Chicago?
I went to college at Valparaiso in Northwest Indiana, and that's kind of...
Are you Lutheran?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking. It's a Lutheran college.
Yeah, it's like 95% Lutheran. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Why Valpo?
I got a baseball scholarship there.
Well,
so
yes,
I thought
you
that
did.
Was a thing. Yeah. You know, why else?
What position did you play?
I played first base.
Yeah? Were you hoping like to go on? I mean, imagine, you know, when you get a scholarship for college, you're like, all right, this is my first way in.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I always kind of knew I wanted to do something creative, but the sort of route out of Belle Fountain, Ohio, and towns like it is oftentimes being good at sports and getting a scholarship. So that was, you know, that started the trip, you know, westward. But
did you like Valpo?
Yeah.
It seems like a good school.
Yeah, it's a really small school, and there's a lot of rules and a lot of cops.
What?
But yeah.
For the school or just the town in general for Valparaiso?
There's probably more for the school than there are for the town.
What are they policing for the students?
At many universities, the students like to drink the alcoholic beverages.
And, I've been told.
This is a dry campus at Valpo. So
it's all dry.
They discourage. Yeah, I think it still is.
Is it because they just want to have potluck dinners all the time? Is that the problem?
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, who's got coffee?
They're definitely pro-potluck, for sure. Yeah.
And what's your instrument?
I play acoustic guitar.
Acoustic guitar. So tell me, who formed Ludlow? Where did this band come from? Mark?
I did.
Oh, this is all you.
No, well, not anymore. It used to be all me, and those were dark days. But yeah, it was a few years ago. It was, you know, I was writing a bunch of songs and playing open mics, and a friend of mine wanted to like test out a microphone, so we recorded a song. And it sounded pretty cool. And then we decided we were going to do like a 5 or 6 song EP. And then a year later, we had 11 songs and finished this whole album and decided we wanted to play it out. And eventually we started, you know, adding on to the band. We've got 6 people now. So Brett Sassetti and Eddie Kanga are also in the band, and they're not here with us.
Sorry, Brett and Eddie.
Shouts out.
Next time.
We love you.
Yeah, we'll bring you next time. They're non-acoustic instruments. But,
Well, and we have to give a big thank you to Dan Long.
Thank you, Dan.
After White Sox games, we do acoustic, and I thought, I saw the instruments. And I was like, yeah, that works. And Dan was like, well, for him... And this is the thing that comes down to WGN Radio. He's like, I know how I can make this sound better.
Mm. Yeah,
so I think it would have sounded fine. And Dan was like, let's make it sound the way it's supposed to. So thank you to Dan Long for that.
There was a very obvious point where you guys were talking and he could have been like, yeah, it'll be fine. And he bypassed that.
He did.
And was like, no, I want to make it great.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
He did. He made that. He made the audible 100%. And we all stood there and I was like, I didn't mean to make him feel badly. He'd already made the choice. And I just wanted to let him know it didn't. But yeah, I'm excited.
Love you, Dan.
I'm excited. I apologize to the band. I told them they couldn't be in here because we couldn't use he must have liked you guys. That's what it came down to. He saw you all. Do you have an event coming up anytime soon? I want to make sure we plug any websites or events that you have.
Yeah, we have a few big ones, but the next one on the docket is Shuba's. It's a Shoeshine Boy Productions concert next Saturday. We're playing alongside Vandalay and Trick Shooter Social Club.
Oh, that's a great wait. That's the Saturday or what?
That is next Saturday, June 1st.
Yeah. June. I have a wedding to go to. I think I go afterwards. I think I go to
you
the
skip
wedding.
The wedding.
Yeah. Well, you and Trick Shooter. That's an incredible night.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we played with them at the Metro last summer, and it was a really really cool night. Yeah. They're a really good band.
So. Awesome. Yeah.
I am very excited. Now, who sings? You all sing?
Four of us.
All four of you sing. Yeah. Interesting.
And how do you guys get so many mics?
I know. That was a part I didn't think through. Well, they're all going to sing and play. Well, that's going to be a lot more than I thought it was going to be. It is Music Monday. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We're going to save some pizza because I know a lot of people, unless you want to have pizza now, but we're going to go to a break and go to news and some live music from Ludlow. They're going to be at Shuba's June 1st along with Trick Shooter. It's a Shoeshine Boy Productions. And of course, that means that Paul Farvar joins every show, even when he's not here. He's just landing right now. Thank you guys so much. We're going to hear some music. Thank you for joining us and more in a moment on 720 WGN. It is Music Monday and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We are having comedy and music tonight, actually. We've launched our very first segment of Comedians of Chicago, joining me Mona Amermishan, Chandrell Ross, and Dwayne Kennedy. And in the performance, the Allstate Performance Studio, we have the band Ludlow. They're performing at Shuba's on Saturday, June 1st. Here they are playing live, I've Never Been to L.A.
Well, some working out, some keeping clean. Try to sing the sound of you changing me. Who I found. Who I found. Thinking all the time of my future self. Think I see the shine or something I can't help. You were around. You were around. Now I'm starting to see. Trying to think of a way to get with you. Like a coming of age, like I'm breaking away. I've never been to LA. Like I broke the law, what I get into. Tried to poke and prod, oh, would you let me do? Oh,
Mars.
Oh,
Mars.
Think you feel the same in a tunnel crust. Hit the other end, I wouldn't worry much. Cause you're the light. You're the light. Sipping the sea with the buddy leaves. Walking around in the sunshine tonight. How will I know when I let you go? I've never been to LA, maybe not even. I've never been to LA, maybe not even. What do we do about that? Tell me, what do we do about that? Oh.
the summer he goes. I've never been to LA, maybe not even close. I've never been to LA, and I might never go.
Wow, that was so good. Patty.
Thank you, Vivian. I'm trying to do a Facebook Live video.
I'm clapping in my mind. That was so good. Wow.
That was beautiful. That was I've Never Been to LA with Ludlow. They'll be performing at Shuba's on Saturday, June 1st. And you can find them. By the way, someone at the microphone. Hey, Mark, anybody at the mic? Tell me what's the website people can go to as well.
Website is ludlow.band, and all of our socials are at We Are Ludlow.
We Are Ludlow. You can follow them on Twitter, on Instagram. Thank you, guys. That was absolutely beautiful. We'll hear more music from them in just a little bit. In studio with me, I have comedian Dwayne Kennedy, who is a writer and producer on The United Shades of America on CNN. Their episode last night is something I want to talk about in just a few moments because someone tweeted at me because it's pertinent, and who knew how on top of things you guys were going to be. I mean, I know you are, but... You're like in the firestorm right now. Chandrell Rice Ross, who's a star. Sorry, I was running. Chandrell Ross, whose show at Second City is Jackie of All Trades. She's going to be performing her one-woman show. There's music, comedy, there's poetry and acting, and all of it's happening at Second City on Sunday, May 26th. And the doors open at 7:30. The show's at 8 o'clock. You can go to secondcity.com/shows/Chicago for more information. And what are your social media handles?
My social media handles is Sandrell Ross. Everything. So that's Sandrell spelled S-A-N-D-R-E-L-L. Ross like Rick Ross. No relation to the rapper, but to the real one, yes. R-O-S-S. It's SandrellRoss.com. IG Sandrell Ross. Facebook Sandrell Ross.
Sandrell Ross. And don't miss it because she's leaving for New York soon. She's only ours for a couple more months, by the way.
She's amazing. I was listening to a story that she actually... She was paralyzed as a kid, and she visualized her walking, and she walked only in 4 months.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
She's an amazing person. She's fantastic.
What happened? Was it illness, accident? I mean, I know.
Yeah, it was an accident. So basically, I used to work for, when I was younger, in the ninth grade, about 14, I used to work for this organization called Youth Against Drugs. And basically, we would they would keep us off the street by giving us jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And one night when we went out to you know, sell boxes of candy to every door to door, the van flipped over several times.
Oh,
and I flew out unconscious and landed on the pavement.
Oh.
And then when I woke up, I couldn't move my legs. And so the doctor said, well, we don't know if you're going to walk. But if you do walk, it's going to take a long time for you to walk.
Right.
You got to go through therapy. And it's just going to take some time. We don't want you to worry if you walk or not. You know, they're trying to motivate me not to walk again or be ready if I can't walk again.
Right.
But what made me assure myself that I was going to walk again is, like I was telling Mona, I was sitting in my parents' living room, looking out the window, seeing these kids play at the park. I used to play with these kids, you know, and I'm looking at them running around, and the thing I'm looking at and I'm focused on are their legs, because they don't know what they have until it's gone. I'm looking at their legs and I'm looking at mine.
Yeah.
And that moment broke me down, and I assured myself that I was going to walk again, and I wasn't going to let anybody tell me I couldn't.
Right.
So I, in a matter of 4 months, I walked again. I pushed myself so hard in therapy. The doctors told me to slow down, and I pushed myself even harder. And I just kept going. I was like, no, I'm walking again. And I walked in 4 months, came from wheelchair to crutches, crutches to a crutch to walking again. Yeah.
I mean, actually does stand up.
That's right.
Yeah. I stand up all day, every day, and got no pain or nothing.
That's right.
I'm running, not because I want to.
Probably do you still, though, look at people's legs and think they still don't know how good they got it?
I do. Yeah. I do catch myself looking at people's legs and even thinking about other disabilities. Like, what if I couldn't see, you know, and people, you know, who have this really good sight, or, you know what I mean? But the one thing that really hits me to heart are the legs. The fact that, you know, I'm walking, you know, no problem at all, don't need anything to help me walk. But
it's amazing when you go through something that makes you realize what you know maybe took for granted or didn't realize was even something that you should worry about.
Yeah. And the untethered will of a child. Like, yeah. she was like, no, I got this.
Yeah,
tell Sandra she can't do something.
Yeah, I used that. I learned from that. And I didn't know exactly what it was at that time, but I used it to graduate on time because after the accident, I was pushed back a year. And I talked to my counselor. I said, I want to graduate on time. They were like, oh, well, it's almost impossible. I'm like, no, I'm going to do what I need to do to graduate on time. So I took the extra classes. You know, it was just me taking extra classes. I took classes during the summer break. I took classes during the winter break, as many classes as I could after school on the weekends, the community college.
Here's when kids everything. Like barely want to show up at all. Yeah. They're like ditching class.
I take no for an answer.
I didn't take no, and I graduated on time. Yeah. And then I used the same motivation to go straight to a university from college. I said, I went to that same counselor. I said, hey.
You got to get a new counselor.
I know. That counselor was. He was okay.
He was a dream crusher.
No kidding.
Or he was with the CIA. But he was giving you, you know, inverse.
This is crazy. These counselors do the same thing to all the students. They tell them what their potentials are, what their potential
is.
This is
true.
As if they know. They don't know.
I don't want to get into lower expectations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They don't know. They feel like they're helping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he told me I can go to a community college for 2 years and then transfer to a university. And I looked at him in his face, straight in his eyes, and I said, no, I'm going straight to a university.
That's what's up.
And I applied to some colleges and got accepted to University of Houston. I went straight to university out of high school.
That's what's up.
So,
hey, do you think he's available this weekend to come to your show? That way you can see what he did.
Yeah, let me call him. I'm not going to put his name out there.
Let's Google him.
Yeah.
Mona Amber-Michon in studio. She's got her weekly show, The Riff, at Comedy Bar, and this week she'll be also
this week on the 23rd. I'm going to actually be with Mickey Housley, Chandrel's husband. We're going to be doing the CYC, Chicago Youth Center's charity function that I do every year. It is a blast. Excellent. When all the different folks that come out for this event, it's going to be at Reggie's over here on the South Loop on the 23rd of this week, and I think it's going to be like 7 o'clock. Please come out, charity, kids, you know.
Wonderful. And we'll check in with Mickey as well. Did he make it up? Did he make it to the 18th
coming.
Floor?
Yeah, he's coming.
All right, well, I forgot to put his name on the list. Mickey House is coming. More after this. More music from Ludlow when we come back, and more conversation with the comedians of Chicago. That's Dwayne Kennedy, Sandrell Ross, and Mona Amber-Michon. And Mickey joins us as well. More in a moment on 720 WGN. We have a great band in studio with us. We have in the Allstate Performance Space, we have Ludlow. They're performing at Shuba's on June 1st. They're working with Trick Shooter Social Club. They also wanted me to let you know that through June 1st, Shuba's is taking donations for reproductive rights, which is something we will talk about after the musical performance. Here they are live in our Allstate Performance Space with Sunshine Skyway Bridge. Here's Ludlow.
Get in my way. Yeah, they're all stretched out on the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. And there's quite a lot of people here with something to say. They could shout out loud, but there's no one listening.
But there's no one listening.
And there's quite a lot of people here at eye with the panic, taking one last swing on the Skyway Tentacle.
But there's no one bothering.
But there's no one bothering.
tide. Oh, yeah. And we see our own faces stare right back at us. And we don't reach out and we hold ourselves. Oh, yeah. And we all die laughing, yeah, we all die laughing, yeah, we all die, all die, all die, all die, all die. There's quite a lot of people who are not gonna say that I'm not gonna get through the end of the day. Not a lot of people who are not gonna say that I'm not gonna get through the end of the day. Not a lot of people who are not gonna say that I'm not gonna get through the end of the day. Not a lot of people who are not gonna say that I'm not gonna get through the end of the day.
All right. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
yeah. There comes Patty.
To the end of the day. I like that.
That's Ludlow. They're performing live at Shuba. Well, they're live here, but they'll be performing live as well at Shuba's on June 1st. And you can follow them. Wait, this is, what was it again, Mark?
On socials, it's at We Are Ludlow.
We Are Ludlow. And one of the things that Mark mentioned to me was that they'll be taking donations at Shuba's through June 1st for reproductive rights. I don't know why would they, I don't know why they would have to take donations for reproductive rights. Seems like that was all settled. Seems like we all took care of that. I feel like my generation, Dwayne, right? Women who are in their 30s and 40s. Mm-hmm. Lived most of our lives knowing that was all pretty much in place. And maybe that's only in certain states. I didn't even realize till we were talking about the laws across the country. In Mississippi, in the Dakotas, in Texas, they've been putting restrictions on access.
Right.
They haven't made anything illegal.
Right. You say in your 30s and 40s.
If you're in your 30s and 40s, your whole life, and 20s, obviously.
And, no, I was going to say, and those states are living, the whole state is like it's in this. The 30s or the 40s.
Right.
Yeah.
When, and I don't even know when, you know, if I had to go back before Roe v. Wade, I wonder how they started criminalizing abortion, or if they ever did, because now that's the move. They are criminalizing abortion in places like Alabama. In Alabama, the proposed legislation, which they signed, the legislature did, and the governor signed into law, and now they're, you know, presumably, it doesn't go into effect until 2020. The presumption is that it, you know, there are judges that will. What they want to do is they want to try it in front of the Supreme Court.
Right.
But what they're doing, what they have put in this legislation is that doctors who perform abortions can be sentenced, they can be tried, convicted, and sentenced up to 99 years in jail. And women in Georgia, in their legislation, it's that if you try to cross state lines in order to have an abortion, you could also be prosecuted. That's crossing state lines. In Alabama, even in the cases of rape and incest, abortion is not permitted. And apparently the only deviations from this, the only people that can have an abortion is if it's the risk of the woman's life or if there's an abnormality that is fatal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I'm living in backwards world because I know that it's always been hard to talk about abortion. By how quiet everyone is right now, I know this is not easy to talk about. But the race to do this, because the president ran on this, President Trump ran on promising that he would choose Supreme Court justices that were interested in overturning Roe v. Wade. This was part of his campaign, right? It was the wall. It was China. Which is China. Apparently that's how you say it. And it was also, what were the other things? There was abortion. We're going to overturn that.
Women from driving?
So.
So, pull some of the Saudi cards. Hey, women not driving not so much anymore.
Yeah. Wasn't it grab a?
Grab her by the
grab
her by
the
right.
Grab her by the.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the United Shades of America, Kamau interviewed a woman from Mississippi who had who went in for an abortion, and she was greeted by. She went into this room, and there was a lot of religious artifacts, liberal items, and and Kamau was funny because he's like, well, if you know, if it's really religious in the South, because everyone's got a little bit of religion in their rooms, but if there's more than that, and this woman was talking about how they sent in this black woman, an older black woman, and started talking to her about, you know, so was this your first baby? And she was like, no. And she's like, I have a baby. And she goes, well, what's your, you know, she asked her about her child's name. And she said, oh, do you have a picture? So she showed her a picture. And the woman, the black, older black woman said, well, now what if someone killed your baby? And basically was giving her the hard sell of trying to get out of having, she wanted to have an abortion. She had had her first baby in a toxic and abusive relationship and did not want to have another baby. And this woman was trying. I know
her choice, right?
But yeah. No. But that's not what they say. But in a lot of the texts that I will get, and maybe tonight or in previous nights, and in social media, you know, because here's what it comes down to for me, the way I look at it, the way I look at these laws, is that when you force a woman to carry a pregnancy, you are forcing her to be an incubator for the state.
Right,
because you are forcing someone to do something they have already told you they don't want to do. They can't do it for whatever reason, and everyone's like, and then there are exceptions, right? There are exceptions for rape and incest, and so you ask people why. Well, you know, I understand why she shouldn't have to, you know, bear a baby that was a result of violence. Okay, so that's okay. So if you believe one thing, why is that an exception? What if a woman herself was born as the daughter of somebody who was a victim of rape? Right, so her whole life has been messed up, and she doesn't, you know, she's in poverty, or she hasn't ever been around love or care, but has been in toxic relationships, and she thinks the only way to get through it is to have sex, and now she's pregnant again. So you want to perpetuate that? Is poverty not, you know, something that we should say we should look at? By the way, when I said on Friday night, I talked about Declan. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have to go to the news. I should probably. Vivian's like, could you get there? Hold on a second. Let me. My horse has to get some water. Let me get off my horse. I have to get down here. He's got to get some water. Time out for a break, and we'll go to the news in just a moment on 720 WGN. Monday night, we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Our new segment, The Comedians of Chicago, joining me in studio, Dwayne Kennedy. He is a writer and producer for United Shades of America on CNN, hosted by Kamau Bell. He's going to be at the Dr. Grin's Comedy Club in Grand Rapids Thursday through Saturday. And hopefully he'll be here more often for...
yes.
I don't know if I scared him away with, like, what's happening next? Do you feel like every time you come in here, you don't know what to expect?
I like that. That's the way I approach my life.
Right, that's how I do the show.
Yeah.
My producers, because we have rotating producers, Vivian Rowe, I think Ashley Byhun's going to be here on Friday. Like, I send them a rundown, sometimes at 6 o'clock, sometimes 5 minutes before the show, sometimes during the show.
Yeah.
It's like, so fun, everybody.
Yeah, keep it spontaneous.
It's so fun. I love it every single time I produce Patty Vasquez's show.
She's like, do we have any guests coming? Yeah, hold on, let me take a look. Let me call some people.
I think you should bring up security one time. I want him to be in there. Yeah. Open.
Yeah.
So
that's Mona Amarmouchon. She's the host of The Riff every Monday night at the Comedy Bar. And she's also going to be doing a fundraiser this week with our guest joining us in the studio. Mickey Housley joins us as well. What are you guys doing this week, the fundraiser for?
Chicago Youth Centers, CYC, here in Chicago.
Excellent. Where is that going to be?
It's going to be at Reggie's Bar over on 22nd and Wabash, I believe.
Oh, over by there.
So much fun. The wings are the bomb.
Love Reggie.
Oh, we're going to go for the wings. Enjoy the comedy. I like that.
Those kids, too.
Ranch dipping sauce, right?
See? They get the Texans on some ranch.
We get paid in wings. Ranch. That's what's happening.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
With wings, blue cheese or ranch?
Ranch.
Both of them.
What?
Ranch.
Barbecue sauce.
I like them as is.
As is, no salt, no dipping, no nothing.
Nope.
That's new. Blue cheese.
I have to get ranch.
You gotta get ranch.
Oh, and I'll soak it in ranch.
Where's your favorite wing joint? Do you have a favorite wing joint?
I don't. Swim.
Mine is
Hooters are pretty good.
Mine is the Jewel counter, the honey wings at any Jewel anywhere.
Jewel Osco wings.
Yeah, really? That Jewel could be in a gas station, wings. I'll have those onion wings.
Yeah. I heard House of Blues won an award for their wings. Then I just had one the other day. A rich white couple offered me a wing after the show.
That's was, not right.
They're everything is good at House of Blues. Everything is good.
Yeah, but can you also get Windex?
It was delicious.
Can you also get Windex?
Well, you get your wings. I mean, come on. Like, yeah, okay, House of Blues is fancy pants. But like, when you eat wings at Jewel, you can do other things.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, you can
gotta,
multitask.
You gotta get one wing from House of Blues, and then I think you'll change.
I can take care of that. Thank you. I know somebody. I know our good friend Ryan Shea, who's the general manager. I think he's like the president now of something. Next time you're in Duane, I'll make sure there's food from House of Blues.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I used to get ribs at Kingston Mines.
Ooh. I got
years ago.
Yeah. I got bounced off the dance floor by Brian Dennehy. We had different experiences
at Kingston Mines.
That's my memory of being at Kingston Mines. It was like this big dude, like, was like dancing and like shoved me off to the side. I looked around, I'm like, oh, that's okay. It's Brian Dennehy.
I didn't
know they had wings there.
No, ribs. They used to. I don't know if they still do.
Oh, ribs.
Yeah.
They have ribs. Oh, we've changed the topic. None of us realized.
Yeah, ribs.
There's a strip club in Melrose Park that has some
ribs. We're from Texas, so I've been looking for a good rib spot in Chicago.
Brother, it's good. You in Chicago.
No, man. Y'all got the pizza, man.
I've never seen Dwayne mad.
I just put pizza on y'all. I couldn't.
Dwayne got apoplectic there. He was like,
Yeah, Dwayne was like, man,
where on the north side?
We got Houston.
I can't help.
Gale Street Inn
is great on the north side. And there's a place on like going towards Brookfield Zoo that's really good too. It's like it's this family joint.
They got ribs at the zoo?
No, that's near the zoo. Near the zoo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rhino ribs.
Yeah, the best ribs.
Probably best delicious ribs.
You know, because some of the animals, they don't make it.
Fresh ribs. That's fresh ribs.
Right.
What happened to hippo y'all?
You could just pick your animal. Give me his ribs.
All right. We have an audience that I'm sure can help us out with the best ribs on the north side. 312-981-7200. Help Sandrell out because she's leaving for New York soon. We got to make sure she enjoys some good North Side ribs.
Yeah, right.
Ribs.
And Mickey, too.
Mickey,
sure,
whatever.
It's a Greek joint.
Well, I'll eat them anywhere. I'll take.
Did you just say Greek joint?
Yeah. I'll take Rockford
all
ribs.
Greek joints do all the things. So whatever the joint is.
You don't mean it's a good rib.
You got to go to a joint that the help is not great and there's like maybe like one or two health violations.
There's only one container of napkins.
Did Joe Osco got good ribs too?
Probably. You know what? Let me talk to someone.
I gotta reheat them.
They're not washing pots, they keep the seeds in the pots.
You get a rib prescription. Yeah. Mariano's got good ribs.
I told them about the sample ribs.
Here, you got one on the north side. Smoke barbecue's got really good ribs.
We've been to smoke.
They are right. They not like Texas good.
Then go to Texas.
They like Chicago good.
Mona got mad.
You could go to
you're going to New York.
Y'all got pizza. We're
going to smuggle some ribs back here for y'all.
We need to do the rib tour before you move to New York.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now, because you said that, I'm going to get you sushi from Walgreens. Okay? You watch your mouth.
Walgreens? I don't think that's safe.
Oh, man.
Walgreens.
That's quickly.
Do they make it in front of you?
Yeah, they got it there. And they got butter cookies, okay?
They do. There's a sushi guy on State Street, that big one by the Chicago Theater. There's a sushi chef right behind the counter.
See, I've been missing all this
stuff. And Mariano's at Walgreens.
Hey,
at
Mariano's.
The Walgreens.
But
there's sushi at Walgreens, guys.
Yeah. Is there really? I didn't know that.
Listen, comics end up hanging out at Walgreens unnecessarily because we get lonely.
Have you had the sirloin at Walmart? Like, that's...
What?
It's like heaven.
No wonder we have to eat real food, guys. Right. We gotta go back to some real food.
Have you had
the
sandwiches from Pep Boys? Woo! Come on, brother. Come on now.
I'm still on my one rib at
Mariano's. Pep Boys Reuben.
You can get a sandwich.
Come on, Pep Boys Reuben.
Keep going back for a sandwich.
The thing is, at Home Depot set the bar with their hot dog cart.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah,
you know what? Home Depot has good hot dogs.
Serious.
Don't sleep on the Depot.
You guys eat that Spanish corn? Is it called Mexican corn?
Yeah, Mexican corn.
You got to get a heart, though.
Pielotes.
For dessert, you get a defibrillator.
This one. Oh,
get a hamburger and lumber.
This car was good, clear. You know.
I'll take two out. Just in case. Right. Okay, I'll take two.
Right. The 847 says you gotta try Buffalo Joe's in Evanston and in Rogers Park.
I've
heard about
that. Heckies
in Evanston. Yeah,
I don't mean to point at you like that, Nick.
No, okay.
I think somebody told me about Heckies, but didn't it close down?
I think the Heckies on Halston and Division closed.
Because somebody was telling me about that.
Heckies is an institution in Evanston.
That's a okay.
So if you're listening, Heck, and want to send something down here.
Yeah, go ahead, Heck.
You know what I mean?
Oh, Heck is a person. Yeah, you know. Okay.
Yeah. I call him
samples.
Heck.
Just send us a couple samples. What up, Heck? I love samples.
Yeah.
So what else in Chicago? What else have we let you down with? With the ribs?
You know what?
With the what are your favorite? What's your favorite wing joint then? That's what we were talking about.
Wing joint?
Yeah.
I'm not really a wing person.
Okay.
I'm a wing person, but I haven't found a
Harold's. You don't want Harold's?
Harold's is cool, but you know what? No. I got to take it back to Houston.
Let's go. We got
a spot called Frenchies.
There we go.
Oh, real?
Hey, remember that one time Jordan didn't play for a little bit and you guys won? How about that? You want to go back to Houston? How about that?
No. But look, I love Chicago. I fell in love with Deep Dish. Yeah, comedian Wildcat, he like dog Frenchies. He was like, this is the greasiest chicken ever.
It was so greasy.
He was like,
it was delicious, though.
Frenchies.
And yeah. Okay.
When you go to Houston, go to Frenchies. It's the best.
By the way, it's Russell's on Thatcher Road. Thank you, 312. There's Thatcher? A place called Russell's on Thatcher Road.
For wings?
For ribs.
Where's Thatcher Road?
I need this list, Patty.
Thatcher Road.
Right, that's what.
Can you print that list of people sending me?
Google. I don't know if I'm going to Thatcher's.
On the phone looking it up.
I want some ribs. Oh, Thatcher Road.
Are they getting commissions? We got to make sure they're not getting
the Thatcher Road ribs?
They just sell They sell them off a truck.
I have a question. Did you all start talking about food because you wanted me to stop talking about abortion?
No.
No.
Abortion makes me hungry. Yeah.
We can answer this honestly.
We want nurturing.
Those of us that made it, we want a nurturing. That's it.
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't have an abortion take, so I was like.
Yeah. Mick slipped in a rear.
Like, remember last time I kept trying to talk about croissants? It's always just that we, you know what?
I was like, I'm going to let the woman handle that topic. Right. Yeah, when we talk about biscuits, I'm in.
So, I don't know. I almost feel like, I don't know, protective when I try to suggest. People who are from Texas are like, well, I'm from Texas. You don't know what good ribs are. So I'm like worried about sending you to the places that I love.
What are you worried about? You're from Chicago. I wish you would give an opinion. I got you, Patty.
But you know, it's just like, look, right. Before we moved here, I kid you not, ribs. I tried a deep dish spot in Houston.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm all excited to move to Chicago and see what this deep dish is about. And I tried a deep dish in Houston. Mm-hmm. And I knew, like, this ain't deep dish. I had never had deep dish in life, but I found a spot in Houston. I'm like, this ain't it. I knew, like,
you knew it was wrong.
Yeah, I
knew.
Tried an appetizer
deep dish before you got the real thing. Is that what it was?
That's exactly what I did. And I knew it wasn't right. I'm like, we ain't known for this.
Yeah,
this ain't for us. Yeah. This deep dish ain't for us.
Like, we got to stick to barbecue and you know.
This is not our thing.
Yeah,
and football.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And guns.
Oh, boy. I feel like you should try Russell's. So mine's Russell's. And okay. We've got Buffalo Joe's in Evans. Yeah. But Russell's is in Elmwood Park on Thatcher Road.
Oh, Elmwood Park?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's your recommendation?
Is anybody just selling?
You got Old Trouble back there? Why?
No. You know what? I don't know.
Well, you and I go out there.
Huh?
We'll go out there.
I'll go
Patty,
with you.
Can you find if somebody just makes ribs at their house?
That's basically trying to get himself invited to Memorial Day weekend. Right. That's what's going. No, we're going to Chandra's show. That's what we're doing.
We're going trick or treating for ribs.
Yes.
Oh, I'll bring some Gale Street ribs.
Yeah.
Oh, Gale
Can we get some samples from everybody who comes to the show?
I'll tell you what. I like.
Give me some samples while I'm on stage.
Leon's on 106th. Leon used to be everywhere. Yep. Then they all closed down. Mm-hmm. Then one opened up on 106th near Ewing, Southeast.
Okay, we got to find Leon.
You know what come back? Brown's Chicken's come back.
I like Brown's Chicken.
Yeah, good chicken. Their chicken sandwich was the best.
Their mushrooms.
Come on, everybody.
You could scold your life.
What are we doing here?
I have scar from the 80s in my mouth from that.
Yeah. No, I think Harold's is better.
Harold's better.
But Brown's Chicken got some good spaghetti, though.
Plus, they have gizzards.
That's it. You're from Chicago, Mickey. That's it. You must have gone to a birthday party.
They got spaghetti, I think.
Yeah.
That's when they was.
Mastacholi.
I get everything but chicken at Brown's Chicken.
The Mastacholi. Every barbecue you had, right. From
with
Brown's
some meat sauce.
Yeah.
I like their gizzards. They had fried gizzards and livers.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
Yeah, gizzards.
Yeah, I do.
Vivian's like, I don't know what the kids. let's take a break here. We're going to take a break here when we come back. Tell me something good or call and tell us about your favorite rib joint. I'll take either one. 312-981-7200. Favorite ribs and or tell me something good on the Patty Baskett Show, 720 WGN.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me.
Something good, everyone. No matter what happens all day long or maybe all weekend long, there's still something you can smile about or something that makes you proud. In studio with me, we've been enjoying our very first segment of The Comedians of Chicago. Joining me is Dwayne Kennedy, a writer and producer on United Shades of America on CNN, hosted by Kamau Bell, also one of my longest friends in comedy. I've known you pretty much since the very beginning.
Yeah,
been
a long time.
I asked you to write for me one time, and you said no. And we shall revisit that. You said no. What you said to
I
me
said
was
like that.
My something good was that you told me that that I was a fine comedian, and that I needed to stop apologizing.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, you said it. Stand behind it. Otherwise, don't say it.
Right.
And that's something
now,
I always remember.
Excuse me, I got to go beg Bert for some jobs.
Me too, my friend. That's Dwayne Kennedy. You can catch him at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Thursday through Saturday. He'll be back here again as soon as possible. Hopefully a regular on the Comedian
yes.
Chicago, as all my guests should be. I know that my other two guests, Andrelle Ross, who's appearing in her one-woman show, Jackie of All Trades at Second City, this Sunday night. You can go to, hold on a second, I got it right in front of me, secondcity.com/shows/Chicago.
Or you can Google Sandrelle Ross, Jackie, quick find. It'll go straight there.
I
first
like
choice.
Yeah. And you're leaving us. You're leaving Chicago.
Yes, gotta go.
All right, then. We gotta be here before you go. This is always the thing with comics. I'm always like, just let me know. And you let me know when I had you on.
Mm-hmm, you
so
did.
I hope that I didn't miss another
no, you
email.
You were good. You're good, Patty. Happy Patty's good.
Thank you. Mona Abramishan, yes. The host of The Riff every Monday night at the Comedy Bar. She also has a fundraiser this week with Mickey Housley. Where's that fundraiser going to be, Mickey?
At Reggie's house. Reggie's bar.
I was going to say Reggie's house.
Yeah.
I don't know how to find Reggie's house.
At Reggie's crib.
Around the corner.
And that's Mickey Housley, a comedian. Also has his own book out. It's available on Amazon.com.
Yes. Come on, Mick.
Yeah, he's got a book out. Tell him about your book, Mickey.
Chronicles of a Stand-Up Guy came out late last year, and Patty had me on, and
was able to
throw it out there then. Yeah, it's super easy to read. I think the biggest word is like stage. So if you got, Amazon, please grab that.
They tell them I did the cover, too.
Oh, my wife designed the cover, too.
Oh, it's a very nice cover.
If you need somebody to do cover art for your book.
Okay. Oh.
Hit me up.
Holler at the Jackie of All Trades.
Excellent.
Okay. And what about album?
About album covers? Yeah.
I do it all. I do food menus.
She's made menus for restaurants and all that stuff.
Okay.
By the way, Mickey and I have been at several writer's tables at Bill Gorgo's house. You got to come sometime.
What's going on?
We need you there, Dwayne.
Remember, we were at that Walgreens.
That's right.
Get ribs.
You're right. Get spicy tuna.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Where's your spicy tuna? It's right next to the penicillin.
47, thank you.
The 773, we were talking ribs earlier and Brown's Chicken. 773 says Brown's Gizzards and Mushrooms, Gale Street Ribs. So that's their list of favorites.
Brown's Gizzards and Mushrooms.
The mushrooms were good.
They still are.
I want some mushrooms.
They used to burn your mouth.
Yeah.
They did.
They were loaded with that hot grease.
Yes, they were.
But they were good.
And water.
Because it would be inside the layer of breading in between the mushroom, and you would bite it, and it would squirt into the back of your mouth.
Yeah.
That's going to end up on Nick D's out of context. I know. All kinds of trouble.
Does someone have a good gizzard and mushroom recipe?
We can line that up for you. Yeah. I'm excited to welcome to the air one of our favorite listeners and favorite callers. Joining us is Trucker Rich. Trucker Rich. Tell me something good.
Well, first off, I think you said it's your fifth anniversary on the air.
That's right.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And this is, I just had my 2-year checkup yesterday, and I'm 2 years cancer-free.
Yes! Wow. Yes. All right.
Come on, Trucker.
Unbelievable. For those who have not followed this incredible journey of Trucker Rich's, they actually caught an early symptoms of lung cancer for you, which is a lot of people don't get it early enough to treat it, Trucker Rich, and there you are on the roads right now.
Yep. Got 100,000 miles on my new truck, and I'm still driving.
That's great. That's great.
Hey, Trucker Rich, can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me your greatest dream realized now that you have a happy bill of health? What's your greatest dream realized? So that way all of us know, have listened to it, and you're going to keep us posted when it shows up. What's your greatest dream realized?
What's the greatest thing so far? Or
your greatest dream in the future for you realized? If I could snap my fingers and your life was a magical land, what would it look like?
What would be your dream to come true?
Let's see. Well, I'd get my old car back, my 70 GTO convertible.
On it.
What happened?
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, what happened?
It got stolen when I was in the Army.
Oh,
oh that was that. Yours.
Okay.
So let's go to car thief Rob.
I'd come into the middle of Chicago, get on Route 66, and drive all the way out to California with the top down and just stop and see every little...
Will you call us as you're doing it?
If I ever get to it, yeah.
Okay, cool. Good.
I got a question for Trucker Rich.
Yeah.
I heard, congrats on your cancer-free 2 years.
Absolutely.
I heard that green tea can help a lot with cancer. Did you have any green tea in your recovery?
Actually, no. It was just normal. I mean, they found it. It was so small that it was like the size of a pin dot. You know, like if you took a big pen and just put a dot on a piece of paper.
Okay.
That's how big the spot was. They first thought I didn't have cancer because they took the tumor out and started doing a biopsy on it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
They said, there's nothing in there. Then all of a sudden they found just a little bitty pin spot. So.
Oh, right. And that leads to the next thing. Trucker Rich, quick question. Yep. Another question. What year did you say your GTO was?
1970.
I was looking at some GTOs. I'm looking at, there's a 65 Pontiac GTO for $24,000. 66 or 25.
There's a 70 convertible out in the East Coast. It's $135,000.
What? Oh, that's a big...
Yeah, they're,
Would you settle for a Volkswagen?
Yeah. I'd take a VW. But van.
The fact that he wants to drive on Route 66 from here to Cali, that's dope.
Needs to happen no matter what kind of car you got.
Right. Even if you got an Uber out there.
Yeah, this summer. I think you should do this summer.
Make sure you click share.
Yeah.
Okay. Get 30% off. Right.
What about a 67 Tesla?
Yeah.
A what?
Mickey's being silly.
He just made up a car. What about a Lego car 1982?
Well, Trucker Rich,
what about a Rubik's Cube 95?
Happy anniversary on your cancer-free celebration. Yay. Thank you so much, Trucker Rich.
That's great.
And happy anniversary to you being on air.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here. Good to still be here. Have a great night. Be safe. Thank you so much.
Hey, I tried to call in on one thing earlier. You were talking about the kids on the rides.
Oh, the roller coasters. Sure.
Yeah. I seen it on the news last night. Did you see that where they had two kids on those, like, utility vehicles? You know, like...
Oh, yeah.
No.
Driving down the damn ride.
Oh, 10-year-olds.
Yeah,
there were 10-year-olds driving a little...
Tractors?
No, little AVs or whatever.
Those
all-wheel
AVs.
ATVs, yeah.
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 Yeah. There was two of them, and they were actually using their turn signals when I changed lanes.
Oh, my gosh.
So they might grow up to be good drivers.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you hiring?
Yeah, if they live.
Exactly. Be safe, Trucker Rich, and their 10-year-olds as well. Be well. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Trucker Rich.
All right.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Quick break, and then we'll turn it over to Nick D on 720 WGN.
Tonight,
fireworks.
Game two in Houston, it's the White Sox and the Astros. Andy Mazur has the pregame at 6:35, and he joins Ed Farmer for the call at 7:10.
Flagship home of the Chicago White Sox, 720 WGN.
It is time to wind down and turn the station over to Nick DiGilio. Want to thank Mona Ammermichan. You can catch her every Monday night at The Riff. Also follow her on social media.
MonaComedy.com.
MonaComedy.com. Sandrell Ross's show at Second City this Sunday night. Find Sandrell Ross and Jackie of All Trades at Second City this Sunday night. Mickey Housley, you can follow on all the social medias. Mickey Housley? Mm-hmm. Is that he's eating some pizza again. Yeah, that's all right.
Follow me on Cash App. At Venmo, Instagram, Mickey House, all that kind
of stuff. And catch every episode of the United Shades of America on CNN. You can catch Dwayne Kennedy this week at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids.
And follow me on the streets.
I'll be at Mona's show next Monday night. She'll be back here for Memorial Day. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great night.